And we now shift entirely to discuss Shmitas Ksafim, the issue of Shmita of loans. Does everyone have the source sheet? Okay, excellent. So I'm really glad to revisit this topic because I look back at my notes from when I did it 7 years ago, and I'm not so happy with what I did then. So I'm glad to be able to do this now. We start out top of the sheet from Parashas Re'eh, where we are told Vezeh Devar Shmita. Here are the rules of Shmita. Is the way I'm going to translate the word Devar right now, but we're going to have to come back to that. Here is the matter of Shmita. Shamot Kol Baal Mashe Yado Asher Yasheh Bere'ehu. A person should release, or anybody who is holding a debt over somebody else should release whatever it is that he's holding over the other fellow. I'm not getting into the etymology of noshe, yashe. It's interesting, but not for this year. Lo yigozes ve'eo v'yasachiv, he shall not oppress the other, he shall not oppress his brother. Ki kara shmita l'ashem, because kara shmita l'ashem, he has declared a shmita for God. So the Rambam sees here two separate mitzvahs, which I brought you in source Beis and source Gimel. One is an aseh, and one is a los aseh. Source Beis from Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Aseh Kuf Mem Aleph. V'amitzvah Kuf Mem Aleph, he shetzivanu l'hashmit ksafim. This is the mitzvah of Rani Klomar, hachovos kulam bishnas hashmita, meaning all debts during the shmita year. As the pasuk says, that's odd. I stopped short. Okay, I could have brought you the next pasuk. I'm not sure why I didn't. But if you were to keep on reading, you would find out the pasuk says, as the Rambam quoted, "Asher yelocha asachicha tashmet yadecha, that which you have with your brother, you shall release." As you have in the pasuk that we did see. So, shamot, this is an aseh, it's a mitzvah of releasing the debt. He quotes you a tosefta, which is actually brought in the Gemara in Bava Kama and Gittin, Kedushin, as noted here, that the text speaks of two releases, one of land, one of money. They are linked. The Shmitas Ksafim is only applicable when Shmita of land is applicable. And it is relevant now everywhere, following the view that Shmita's Karka is derabbanon bizmanenu, and Shmita's Ksafim goes along for the ride. And he says, go look at Masech HaShviyas, the last perek, which hopefully everybody did this week from the Mayor Makomos. So that's an assay of releasing the debt, and I want to spend most of our time today defining what that assay actually is. But take a look at Gimel, where he gives you the flip side from Lo Yigos. Va'amitzvah HaReish Lamed, Lo Sase Reish Lamed, number 230 among the prohibitions, Hishe Hiziranu Shalo Lisboa HaMasha'os Bishnas HaShmita, don't claim debts. Now, he says Bishnas HaShmita during the Shmita year. We'll have to come back to that. We're not going to get to that today. Is the problem during the Shmita year, or is it after the Shmita year is over? Aval Yishamtu Kulam Yachtav, but all of them are null together. The word Yachtav I find very interesting. I don't know what in the world that word is doing there. I would have loved to have spent some time analyzing what the word Yachtav was doing. Nonetheless, he writes, V'hu amr yisala shamot kobama sheyado, etc., the pasuk we just saw. And he says, V'zeh ein chavim bo menatara le'beretz Yisrael, be'ei shetia sham shmitas karka. And he says, that's only in Israel at the time when shmitas karka is relevant, meaning, rotzalomar hayovel, avo midirabani nischayev ken b'chomakum v'chozman. He says something he did not say regarding shamot. He says that the deoraisa for lo yigos is only in Israel, and midrabbana, and it applies everywhere at all times. Ve'eno mutter ligos hamasha'os she'avar aleim hashviyas aval yishamtu. And thank you for asking, Rosami. I just record audio always. It is not mutter to claim these debts, to oppress for the debts after Shemitah has passed. Notice his language now is Sha'avra Aleihem HaShviyas, that Shemitah already passed for them. Aval Yishamtu, they are released. That's what you see there in the Rambam. There's so much that will be great to discuss that we're not going to get to, but that's okay. I also brought for you, for your own reading, in Source Dalet, Source Hey, the Sefer HaChinuch, and his presentation of both of these mitzvos, and he talks about the importance of these mitzvos in terms of learning generosity. It's a theme in the Sefer HaChinuch in many mitzvos, that he says they are meant to teach us generosity. So if you look at his discussion on Peah, for example, he talks about stopping short of the end of your field as a lesson in generosity. You don't just try to grab everything you can for yourself. Even if you have a right to something, you still shouldn't grab it for yourself. And also about staying far away from theft of the property of others. Okay. So, like I said, I want to talk about being meshamet and what that is all about. What exactly is this? Lo yigos is relatively easy, right? Lo yigos means, like the Rambam said, don't claim the debt. But mean to do an assay of being meshamet, of releasing the debt. You know, the Rambam equates this with Shemitas Karka in the language that we saw in Source Base. But it's not really like Shemitas Karka, right? Because for Shemitas Karka, you have practical steps, right? With land, you provide people access. You don't fence it in, right? We had the Mechilta that said you should actually get rid of all of your fences. So we don't paskin like that. The Mechilta itself doesn't paskin like that. But as we saw in the Rambam in Shemitah Yovel Dalid Chav Dalid, you have to provide some form of access to your field. That qualifies as an assay in my mind. But what's your assay here? The money's already in the hand of the other guy. Like you don't do anything. You don't do something. That's question number one. Question number two, if there is something that you're supposed to do, whatever that looks like, what happens if I don't do it? Is the loan still due? Right? Let's say the most, right? If I were to ask you, what is the thing you're supposed to do? The most obvious thing would be to say, just like we talked about with produce, declaring the produce hafker. So you have to make some kind of a declaration that, that the loan is now released. So if you don't make that declaration, does that mean the loan isn't released? Does that mean that he has to pay you now? What exactly is this mitzvah? So everything has to come back to source Vav on the sheet. Mishnah in Shvius, Yud, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. Hamachzir chov b'shvius, va'amar lo mishamet ani. Let's say your borrower returns the debt during Shemitah. And I'm not discussing the during Shemitah, after Shemitah. Again, that's something we have to come back to. He returns the debt to you at a time when Shemitah applies. Yomar lo mishamet ani. So you say to him, I release the debt. There actually is a formula for what you say. Not clear to me whether this is one of those things like in the seventh parak in Sota that you have to use these words, or whether you could use it in English or something else. Amar lo ava pichein. So if the fellow says back to you, nonetheless, I want to pay you, yikabel mimenu, accept it. Don't fight him on it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vized divar hashmita. This is divar hashmita. We now retranslate divar. Not this is the matter of the shmita, but this is the speech of the shmita. Kayotzebo. Similarly, this is not actually similar at all. It's just that it uses the word devar, so we're going to use it here, and the Yerushalmi has a nice comment on it. But if they have somebody kills somebody by accident, he goes to the Yermiklot, and the people there wanted to honor him. They're going to give him shlishi. So Yomar Lahem, he says, you know, I'm a murderer. So they say, yeah, that's why we're giving you shlishi, because we'd like to be on the safe side. No. Amru lo, apa bichein, if they say we still want to give you shlishi, yikab mayam, he accepts it, shnamar, because the pasuk says, vizet divav harotzeach, this is the speech of the rotzeach, go off to the ir miklat. So we understand from here that there is a speech that's supposed to go on. You're supposed to say, you, the creditor, are supposed to say, mishamet ani, and that fulfills your obligation. If you take a look at Sor Zion, this is also brought in the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zion Amud Beis. It first gives us a direct quote. I'm not going through the direct quote, but after that, Amar Rabba, Vitali Le Ad Da Amar Hachi. So Vitali Le can be translated in a few different ways. Anything from wait for him to say it to hang him up until he says it. We're going to see that. I want to come back to that in a little bit. Esve Abaye. Abaye asks a question. Kshu no sein lo, al yomar lo bechovi ani no sein lach, el yomar lo shali heinuv matana ani no sein lach. He says, I have a quote in which we say that when the guy pays it back, he has to say, not, I am giving it to you as payment of my debt, but rather, I'm giving it to you as a present. So that didn't make it into your discussion here. You didn't say anything about that. He says, yeah, that's part of what he's supposed to say. That's part of what you're waiting on him to say. Now, Rashi, in Source Ches, understands the line in the Mishnah and Shviyas and in that Gemara and Gittin as saying that V'zed Dvar HaShmita teaches me, there is a mitzvah of saying this. If you look at the Rashi, Shenema V'zed Dvar HaShmita, Sarach Lomar Dibur Shel Shmita. You have to say the Shmita speech, or the Shmita of the speech of Hashmata. You actually have to make a statement releasing it. Tell me something though. Look back at the Mishnah in Shviyas that we brought in Source Vav. Is that really what the Mishnah is doing with the Pasuk when it says V'zed Dvar HaShmita? Is it using V'zed Dvar HaShmita to teach me that you have to say something? Is that really a compelling read of the Mishnah?
I thought it was saying that if he gives it to you, you can accept it.
Yeah. And that's the way everybody not named Rashi reads it. I'm going to show you, I don't think Rashi believes it either. It is the way that Rashi is classically read. To say that, V'zed Dvar HaShmita teaches me, you have an obligation to say this. However, anybody else who reads this line in the Gemara and in the Mishnah says it's not what Dvar HaShmita means. Rather, it's what Rav Sami is trying to say as well, which is, it's teaching me that the most I have to do is to speak when the guy offers the debt back to me. That all I need to do is Dvar HaShmita, Dibor HaShmita, the speech of Shmita. The Rush on the Mishnah, as well as in the Tosus HaRush on the Gemara, says it. The Rush on the Mishnah says it. And as the Rush himself notes, that's the language of the Mishnah. Because look at the Mishnah carefully. The Mishnah says, HaMasacho B'Shviyas Yomar Lo Meshamet Ani. If you meant what Rashi seems to think you mean, then the way to read the Mishnah is, the way the Mishnah should have been written is, Hamaser Cho B'Shviyas Yomar Lo Meshamet Ani Shenemar V'Zed Dvar HaShmita. Right? V'Zed Dvar HaShmita is what teaches me that you say Meshamet Ani. But you didn't. You went on to say, if the guy offers it back, you accept it from him because it says V'Zed Dvar HaShmita. So the implication is, V'Zed Dvar HaShmita teaches me all I have to do is speak, and after that, my job is done, I can put the money in my pocket and go on. And frankly, the Yerushalmi seems to say that fairly straightforwardly. If you take a look at Source Tes from the end of Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel in the Yerushalmi, Hamazer Cho B'Shviyas Omer Lo Meshameit Ani, Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, what does that look like? B'Safa Rafa, you say it softly, V'Hayamin Pshuta L'Kabel, with your right hand extended to take the money. That's the way that he reads it. In other words, all you have to do is murmur, because that fulfills Dvar HaShmita. The point is, the Pasuk of Vezed Dvar HaShmita is teaching me, you just have to say words even if you don't mean them. This is not a ha'arama, in other words. This isn't a trick. This is actually the mitzvah that you're doing. As long as you keep to the script, you're fine. Bizarre as that sounds. And so if you flip to Source Yud, you find the Rambam in his comment to this Mishnah. The Rambam is very brief. He says, Halamidus hi mimilas davar. Halamidus. I didn't know that was a word. I thought it was limud. Nonetheless, he says, we learn this from the word divar in the Pasuk, klomar. Mishadiber bedavar ze dayo. Once you speak of this, you're done. V'kol ha'inyan barur. And the Rambam says, if there's anything you don't understand here, that's your problem. This is all very clear. That's it. He moves on. And so you see his language in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I'm sorry. Not the Sefer HaMitzvos. I'm holding off on that for a second. There's no requirement at all of, anything beyond, you know, beyond speech. And this is the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel as well. And the key thing that emerges from this, though, is there's no mitzvah also of even saying Meshamet Ani. This is what I wanted to show you. In other words, once you tell me that Devar HaShemitah is to teach me that the maximum I need to do is speak, that tells me, and if the guy never offers it back to me, I don't need to say anything. Yesterday he owed me money. Okay. Shemitah came to wherever the end point is. And now I'm done. My mitzvah is taken care of. That was the easiest mitzvah saseh I ever had to do. Maybe it was expensive. But there's actually there's nothing to do here. And in fact, if you read the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Perek Tes, you do not find the Rambam requiring speech other than Perek Tes, Halacha Chaches, the guy shows up at your door with the loan, right? So I brought you in Source Yadalad, I'm coming back to Yud Beis Yud Gimel, but in Source Yadalad you find, Kol HaMachzer Chov She'avar Al Shvi'as Ruach Chachamim Nocha Hemenu, the Chachamim think it's a good thing for you to pay your debts, even though Shemitah passed. V'tzarech HaMalva Lomer LaMachzer Mashmit Ani Ukvar Niftarta Mimeni. He adds some nice words. He says, you say, Meshamet Ani, you're done already. And then if the guy offers it back, Yekabo Mimenu. Fine, because you're not oppressing him, you're not violating lo yigos, and so on. So no speech is required as part of fulfilling this mitzvah. It reminds me of the mitzvahs aseh of Shabbaton, right? We talked about it regarding Shemitas Karka. That's why I brought you this source Yud Aleph, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, right? So HaMitzvah Kuf Lamed Hey, He Shetzivanu Lishbos Me'avodas Ha'aretz Bishnah Shvi'es. This is a mitzvah's asay, is not to work the land in the seventh year. Quoting B'chari Shavah Katzir Tishbos, Ukvar Nichpal Atzivu Yazeh Pa'amayim V'amer Shabbat Shabbaton Yeh La'aretz. Ukvar Kadam Lanu Omrom Hay Shabbaton Asay Hu. Shabbaton is a mitzvah's asay. How do I fulfill the mitzvah's asay? Do nothing. And similarly, in Source Yud Beis, the Rambam regarding Yom Tov says the same thing. On Shabbaton there, note the words I bolded at the end, Ki bitul hamalacha b'chol Yom Tov aseihu. Bitul malacha, not doing anything is your aseh. So too here, it's an aseh, even though it doesn't look like one. Because of this, because we don't require, according to this view, that you say anything, most poskim assume that the loan is in fact void automatically. Nothing else needs to happen. And so if you take a look on your sheet at Source Yud Gimel, the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel Tes Dalid writes the words that I bolded, Ukshatishka chama belele Rosh Hashanah shel Motzei Shvi'es, when the sun goes down on the night of Rosh Hashanah after the Shemitah year, that is after the Shemitah year, we want to come back to that eventually, Avad HaChov, the debt is gone. You didn't do anything. The sun did it. That's the Rambam's language, mirrored by Source Yadalid, where you see the words that I bolded there. The thing you say, the script you say to the fellow who wants to return the debt is Mashmit Ani Ukvar Niftarta Mimeni. Kvar Niftarta Mimeni. It's passive. It's not I was poter you. You are already poter. That's the way the Rambam says it, and it's not only the Rambam. Various Rishonim say the same thing. So if you take a look at Source Tesvav, the Rashba in a tshuva, somebody swore to a creditor that he was going to pay the debt at a particular time. However, Shemitah came between the time of the Shavua and that time. And so the fellow asks the Rashba, granted Shemitah cancels the debt, but maybe I have to pay it because I took a Shavua. And the Rashba says that's not the way it works. In Source Tezvav, Nishal Od B'Nishba L'Chaver Shifal Izman, Higia Shemitah, I added in the bracketed words, before the time that he had said he was going to pay. Im Nifter Mishvuaso, Shrei Shavua Dorai, so Shemitah B'Zman Azed Derabanan. He says Shemitah nowadays is Derabanan, so therefore maybe the Shavua is still binding. The Heshiv, Dishvias Misham Tasov, Afilu B'Zman Azed, says no, Shemitah gets rid of it. Your oath was, as long as I owe you, or whatever I owe you, I will pay you. But you don't owe anything, so it's paid. That's all. The Rashba taking the view that it's simply an automatic thing, and he even uses the magic words, which we remember from Shmita's character. If you look at the end of Sura's Tezvav, V'kevin shekein havalei kinimchol de'afgata de'malka havi. It is simply the king having released it. God has released it. That's it. It's done. And it's explicit in the Mordechai quoting Rabbeinu Avigdor, which I brought you in Source Tes Zion, in which he also says that it's automatic. He says, Shashvius Mishametes Me'eleha Ava Pishalo Ama Mishamedani. Shemitah releases it even if you said nothing. Ela mitzvu de Ramya Ale Ba'amira. I'm not sure if I threw that into the Mordechai or not. I'm not sure. I might have added that word Bamir. I wanted to look that up, and I didn't do so. I pulled that from my source sheet from last time without checking. But the basic principle is Shemitah is Mishamit on its own. Rambam, Rashba, Mordechai. Yes, Sir Sammy.
Didn't the Mordechai agrees the way we read Rashi originally? That last Mordechai quoted?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's saying you don't have to do anything, but it's a mitzvah de Ramya.
Right, that's why I wanted to look and see in the Mordechai whether that Ba'amira was something that I added in 7 years ago, or whether that's actually core to the text. But either way, I thought about that and then thought, no, maybe not. What that means is what you say to the fellow who comes back to you, it's tricky to read it that way because of the umakal makom. Otherwise, it would
right.
be smoothly to
but
do
the
that.
The context sounds like it happens by itself. But it's still a mitzvah for you to say,
yeah.
stop it on it, right?
Right. No, I did wonder about that. That's why I wanted to look up that Mordechai. I just
and
didn't...
And parallel to Shemitah's Karkos also.
Right. 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 No, that's 100%. He also has this citation of Bechor and... Let me go further with it. The Minchas Chinuch also says this explicitly in Mitzvah Taf Ayin Zayin. And frankly, if I take the view that Shemitah's Karka with land is Afkata de Malka, as we discussed way back when, then you could say this is parallel. However, I have to note that Rav Asher Weiss says, don't jump to that conclusion. If you look at the Minchas Asher in Gittin, in Source Yud Zayin, he says, Ach, av sheyesh dimyon ben shtei apluktos, right? There is room to compare the debate regarding Shemitah of debts and Shemitah of land. Still, bevadei lav hava hatalia. They are certainly not interdependent. Ve'af man desvir le dehefker peros havi afkata demalka, yochol lizbor kedaz ha'yireim, b'shmidas ksavim delavi afkaras atara ele mitzvah la'gavra. We haven't actually seen the yireim yet, so pretend you didn't see that. But he says, even one who believes that with produce it happens automatically, with shmita of money, it could be that you have to actually do it. He says, think about it. The language in the Pasuk, which admittedly those verbs are very hard to read in terms of what their form is. Nonetheless, he says, Hefker of produce, the Pasuk says, Vashvi'is tishmetena. Upashtus mashma uso, shashvi'is hi hameshametes es haperos min habailim. He says the way to read the pasuk is Shemitah will release the land and unitashta, and you shall also release it. Again, the grammar is a little fishy, nonetheless. Avo b'shmitas ksavim ksiv rak shamot kolba mashe yada. But when you're dealing with money, so then the Torah just says shamot kolba mashe yada. All those who have a debt in their hand shall release it. V'agavra koi shamalva mitzuva lahashmit. That sounds more like there is a duty for the lender to get rid of it. So the Minchas Asher says, don't jump to conclusions trying to connect shmitas ksavim and shmitas karka. The two may not be the same. Nonetheless, it does seem fairly clear that this is right, and Rav Lau in Yachel Yisrael sees proof in part of the continuation of that Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, which I thought that I had brought here, but I see that for some reason I didn't. Did I bring it later? All right, we'll come back to it later if I brought it on the sheet later. It's the part where we talk about the need for the fellow to say, I'm giving it back to you as a gift. as opposed to saying that I give it back to you as payment of a loan. We already mentioned it, so it's a piece from later on. Okay. However, I want to note something in the Gemara, which I'm going to come back to later, but is already relevant here. If you take a look at Source Yud Ches from that Gemara in Gittin, Amr of Yehud Amr Shmuel, Yisomin Ein Srichin Prozbol. Rav Yehuda says, quoting Shmuel, Yisomin, orphans, we assume that these are minors, although that's not entirely clear, do not need a prozbol, meaning anything owed to them continues to be owed to them after Shemitah. V'chein Tani Rami Bar Chama, Yisomin Ein Srichin Prozbol. The Rabbi Gamliel, who Beis Dino, Avien Shal Yisomim. Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din are the fathers of the Yisomim. They act on behalf of the orphans. So this seems to support the Rambam, right? The nullification would be automatic, even though they're minors. The nullification would have happened to them, if not for Beis Din stepping in to protect them. Right? That's the simple read of the Gemara, is that this supports the automatic understanding. But take a look at Source Yud Tes, Rav Yonas and Eibeshitz in the Tumim. He says, on Choshem Mishpat Samach Zayin, which is the siman you need to read if you want to know anything about Shemitah's Ksafim in the Shulchan Aruch. Ma tzrichim yisomim ketanim prozbol. He says, why do they need a prozbol, these yisomim? Halo einam bichlal mitzvos. They have no mitzvah. They have no obligation in Shemitas Ksafim. So what if they have no obligation in Shemitas Ksafim? The loan is gone. Who cares that they have no obligation in Shemitas Ksafim? Is he arguing with the concept of automatic nullification of debts? Is he on the other side? So the Michas Asher says, not necessarily. He points you to a Maharash Dam, which I brought you here in Source Chaf. Omnam guf kushes atumim tzvicha bir. Delafi mashakaswa yishon in the Shemitah's Ksaf mavi avkata de malka. Luchara lo kashamidi. He says, I don't understand why this is bothering the tumim. Once you say Shemitah's automatic, so his whole question falls apart. Da'ashene yisomim b'nei mitzvah mikomakom ha-tarif kiyas ha-chov. The Torah got rid of the debt. Vavi kinim chalaf b'malva katan. It's gone. Even if the creditor is actually a minor. V'nir midvar of the sphere like shitas ha-maharash dam. He must follow the maharash dam. Da'atara lo hifkiya sachov shal katan she'eno mitzuva b'mitzvah zu. That the Torah does not eliminate the chov held by a minor. Dirak shamava hu bar chiyuva hifkiya torah chov azav. It's magic. The only things that are under afkata demalka are loans that are owed to somebody who is subject to the laws of Shemitah. But not if it's somebody who is exempt from it, as in the case of the minor. And he says, like the Chazon Ish, as you continue on the top of the next slide, the Chazon Ish regarding Shemitas Karka, who says maybe if land is held by a non-Jew, then the stuff that grows in it is not Hefker, even under Afkata de Malka, because maybe Afkata de Malka only applies if the land is owned by somebody who's Chayav in Shemitas Karka. I want to come back to this Tumim later, although it looks like it's going to be next week, Guinness 1126. But keep that Tumim in mind. There is, though, an alternative view. We already alluded to it from the view of the Urayim. The Urayim's view is that the loan is not forgiven until you are Meshamet, which you do if the borrower tries to pay you back. So if you take a look at the Urayim, which I brought you in Source Chaf Aleph, the chov sha'avar olav shviyas eino rashe lova la'akvo ela alpi malve. The borrower is not allowed to refrain from paying it back, only if the creditor says to him, I'm meshamed. Shekoz man shlo hishmito malve, as long as the malve has not released it, chayev lefroa, I added in the word halove. The borrower has to pay it back. Ela lova yasmin malve ledin. You have to actually go to Beis Din. Sheyashmit lo chovo, kasher tziva hayotzer. Do what God told you to do. Ubeizdin yechayvo lamava lo mamashmit ani, and Beizdin will obligate him to say, I am a shamet. Kasher tziva ho chachamim kidis nam beso shviyas. Umaisin lama sholeach, and he quotes it to you from there. So the position of Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, the Urayim, is that the loan is not forgiven until you say so, and you actually have to say so. That would seem to fit. Yes, Jeffrey.
So, can you say the Tumim defaults like him, or does the tomb hold it's automatic, but there's that exception.
So that's why I brought in the tomb. I wanna ask that. I'm just not gonna get to it this week. But that's exactly where that seems to lead us. This business with Rav Huna, who says you can just murmur Mishamed Ani and have your hand out, seems to support this statement, as well as Rabba saying Talile, right? Whatever that means, you can wait for him or you can hang him. Either way, what in the world are you doing? The Tosfos Yom Tov, look at Tosfos Yom Tov at Source Chav Beis. He's shocked. Udvar Temohu, Demikabel Beperon, Imkenin Mishamed. He says if you're willing to accept it, you didn't release it. Umay Mahani Sha'amar Mishamed Ani Veino Osakein. What good is it to just say words that don't mean anything? He points to that brisa which I wanted to bring before, which Rav Lau pointed to, which says that the payment is supposed to be given not as payment of the debt, but as a gift. He says, why are you doing it as a gift? Why, you know, according to you, you could do it as payment of the debt. The Mishnah Halachos, Rav Menashe Klein, is a major proponent of this view, of the view of the Urayim. He is the redeemer of the Urayim on this score. I see it in 9, so we're obviously going to end up pausing here. But but he shows you that the Tosfos Rid on that Gemara in Gittin calls Mishamed Ani fulfillment of the mitzvah, right? I bolded it, Kiyem HaMitzvah, by doing that. So that supports the idea that actually say Mishamed Ani is more than just what you say if someone comes to you, but it's actually fulfillment of the mitzvah. And then he goes into the language of the psikta, and he goes into the Gemara in Gittin and its story on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis with Rabba and Abba Bar Marta, for those who have already seen that. And he says, that story really sounds like it's, you know, actual mitzvah to say Mishamed Ani, and until then the thing is not void. So what we'll do is next week, God willing, we're going to come back to the question of what if you didn't say Mishamed Ani? What exactly is your responsibility under that? Then we'll go into Lo Yigos, and Lo Yigos is an easier discussion, but we'll have to discuss at that point when Lo Yigos kicks in. It might be twice, beginning and end of the Shemitah year. And then we'll talk about which loans are not subject to this. And what I really want to get to next week also, we'll see, is the question of what happened in the Middle Ages that nobody was observing Shemitah's Ksafim. So that also I'd like to include before we get to a discussion of Prizvul. Thank you very much.